been a while coming, you know, whether the McKenna Cup's not that important in the overall scheme of things. At the end of the day, we don't like losing games, you know, and it was nice to get off to a start at least, you know, to get the year going now with a win eventually. But I thought we were very deserving winners. You know, we started the game brilliantly with Michael's goal, but probably missed a lot of easy chances after that. And it was tit for tat then the rest of the second half, or first half. The Cork probably dominated, but in the second half, I thought there was only one team in it. Now, we had a lot of poor finishing, yeah. Poor option taken, but more poor finishing, and a lot of it, I suppose, down to maybe rustiness with a couple of key men up front.
Yeah, a couple of key periods, because great start from Michael Murphy's goal, and really, Donegal should have had 3 or 4 points pegged on then in the next 10 minutes and didn't, Rory.
We should, you know, Cork probably were a bit shell-shocked after the opening goal, you know, and after that, we had a very dominant spell, and probably we felt maybe could have had a couple of frees in, didn't get that, but at the same time, we missed some very, very poor finishing, you know.
Yeah.
Good moves, deserved scores, and we didn't finish them off, and at half-time, you know, Cork were very much in the game.
Yeah, they worked themselves back into the game and took their chances, because they had a limited number of chances, but they took them much better than Donegal did.
They did, yeah. You know, that was worrying. You know, any chance they got, they kind of took. Yeah. You know, they were very thin. I got a lot of Cork, you know, we're well aware they were missing a number of players there today. You know, they're on the go a long time with Conor Coonaghan. They're very well coached. They knew how to play against our style of play, and they waited for the opening. They were very patient, and I thought they played very well for a period of the first half. But as you say, you know, we got to half time. We're still a point up, and we were happy with that.
Yeah, were you concerned when they then went a point up for the first time? Because certainly at the start of the second half, they had the momentum.
Definitely did. We probably were a wee bit fortunate. I think maybe they could have had another couple of scores. You know, they were very dominant at that stage. But we hung in there, and yes, I was concerned once you go behind after dominating the game for so long. And the fact, I suppose, we had a number of fellas out there with very little training and very little football under them. We were worried maybe we would tire. But I suppose a wee bit of just hunger drove the lads that had been out of action on, and that helped us turn the tide.
Yeah, and some exceptional scores there. Murphy with his left foot, young Martin O'Reilly after coming on, Carl Lacey on the far side, took the scores, and those were vital scores because you were going 1-2 and then 3 points ahead.
Yeah, they were. In a low scoring game, the type of game it was, sorry, every score was crucial, but they were really well worked scores. And you say, you know, Michael's put a lot of work in prior to his injury on his weak foot, and it was good to see him getting the score. Colm got a good, very good score, young Riley as well. Like, there's plenty of dash in young Riley, and you know, he actually played very well, you know, one of our better performances at least, but we just thought he'd have a wee bit more coming into a game once the helter-skelter nature of it had settled down, and he was very efficient in everything,
yeah,
he'd done.
Interesting decision to start Damon McGee, Christy Toy, Murphy and McFadden, four players, not much game time between them. Was that a high-risk strategy, or did you figure we'll get so much out of them so we might as well start them and bring them on?
Well, I suppose the four guys you mentioned, first and foremost, they're big men, you know, and
yeah,
I suppose we,
yeah,
felt against Cork, maybe that might be important, and mightn't have went maybe as well for Christy and Eamon as they'd have hoped, but you know, they got us over a spell, they got us a reasonable start in the game. They'll come on, they've been out of action. You know, Eamon, he only came into the squad late last year, Christy was injured for a number of years. They're finding their feet, you know, it's not going to be easy for them to get back to the level, but you know, getting game time at the end of the day, where we badly need league points, we're well aware that, you know, the championship's only about 13 weeks away or something like,
yeah,
that at this,
yeah,
stage, so we wanted to get those players game time. Michael and Colm are over their injuries, they're very little training done compared to the others, and they're not as fit as the others, but we wanted to get game time, and it was a case of seeing how long they'd last.
Yeah, and did we see today, if we didn't know already, that Murphy and McFadden are key to this Donegal team if they're going to be successful? And is that a good thing, or is it a worrying thing? Because if you're without one or the other, we're going to struggle.
Well, you know, we have to get to a level, Charlie, where we're not struggling without them. You know, but the evidence would suggest that they're two very key men for us. They have been, Colm for a number of years, Michael, and you can see the, you know, the confidence without having played much football that they have from probably last year. And plus, they have a great understanding together. But they're big men, they're good ball winners, and you know, apart from all that, I think they're very intelligent footballers as well.
Yeah.
You know, they are key. Look, we have to get the younger lads up to the level they're at, but that's going to take time. But we're very grateful to have the two of them.
Yeah, two all-stars in defence, McGee and Lacey, again showing their class there today. McGee in defence and Lacey both in defence and coming forward.
They were unbelievable. You know, all our defence played well, you know. Neil Donoghue O'Connor was their key man. Myself and Jim watched them live against Armagh there a few weeks back, and Donoghue O'Connor was their key man. Neil totally snuffed him out, and I think Neil was back to his best again. I think he had a great, the Railway Cup was actually, well, we were annoyed, I suppose, it was going on, they were missing,
yeah,
training. It was actually helped them, it gave him a confidence as well. And like Carl Lacey, I think he's nothing to prove to anybody, but you know, the hunger that he's come back with this year is very refreshing, and I think the younger guys take heart from Carl Lacey. His attitude and his application and his hunger is phenomenal every night of training. You you know, when the game was there for us to win, he was the man that was trying his most to win it.
And I think fair, we mentioned Neil Gallagher and Rory Cavanagh, who did a great shift there today. Neil Gallagher, I suggested Declan Bonner commentary, one of the best games I've seen him playing for Donegal.
Big Neil was absolutely brilliant there today, and in fairness, he's been really, really good for us all year and very good at training. Cork, I know they were missing Alan O'Connor today, but they're perceived as having the best midfield in the country, and I felt we dominated it.
Yeah.
You know, I think himself and Rory Cavanagh competed really well in the air. Neil had a number of catches, but on top of that, I thought Neil used the ball very well, and he actually put in an awful lot of work in his own defence. He's very good at, you know, dropping off and covering space and then putting in tackles, and he turned on a lot of ball over, and they contributed massively.
Yeah, could he be a key man in 2012? Because it is an area where we've struggled, Rory, and perhaps Neil has struggled to bring his Glenn Swilly form, where he plays consistently well into the county setup. And some players, that has happened to them. You know a lot of them yourself in the past.
You know, the nature of club football, Charlie, is, you know, the key players dominate it, and county football's a bit different. You have to fit into a different style of play. But, you know, Neil was, again, you know, going back to the start of last year, Neil, I suppose, was injured at the start of the year and then just had trouble getting into the team. But he made a massive contribution in the Ulster final. You know, Neil's Neil. He's not a player with blinding pace that gets around the pitch or kicks scores, but he's a brilliant fetcher, very competitive in the air. But apart from that, I think, you know, and it was Glenn's Willie form, it's his ability to use the ball is excellent. He very rarely gives it away, and that helped us tick over in the middle third today.